Letter Kuf Yud Aleph. It appears that Rav Usher is writing to a young woman who's looking for her shidduch and is very broken from the time that it's taking. Karasi mechtavcha betesum eslev maruba. I've read your letter with very careful attention. Vani mevi ma'oid goydel ha'iva do'yis ha'makoinim b'libecha. And I understand the very great lack of certainty which is troubling you in your heart, mula sidecha, in lieu of your future, asher ata choshev shehu loy teva rafal, that to you, it seems that it's wrapped in darkness. Avu kulanu yoydim es haklal hagadol, but we all know the great klal, hava hasharashi, the yesoid hagadol, ki yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin. That Hashem Yeshua, not that it can come in a blink of an eye, but that it does come in the blink of an eye. Don't have the time to delve into that now, but the simin of a Yeshua Hashem, that it comes in its truest form, is that if it comes in the blink of an eye. Because there's many ways for Yeshua to appear in this world. The channels that it comes through. Ka'ayis mehiras shel ha-machshava, at the speed of thought, that's how fast the Yeshua comes. And also what Rav Usher is alluding to, the fact that the Yeshua is in the mind, and it's in our perception and our belief, our emunah and our bitachon. L'chein avakesh chama oyet shelo tida klal, therefore, I plead with you that you should not worry. V'lo dihi yos shavar chas v'shalom, and not to be broken. God forbid. And again, this is not just talking about a woman looking for her shidduch or vice versa. Rav Usher is talking to us, b'chol matzav she'u, whatever matzav we're in, that we're looking for our zivug, and everything in this world is like a zivug. Based on the Gemara. Excuse me. But not to be broken and not to worry. Ki davko ha'emun av habitachon, that through the emun habitachon itself, ha'tikva ha'yisana l'shuas Hashem, and that hope, a very strong hope for Hashem's Yeshua, yabi lecha simcha gadoy lebelev. From the emunah, from the bitachon, you will be filled with a very great simcha in your heart, which will bring you closer to the goal which it is that you want. So Rishi says that in the schus of the emunah bitachon itself, and the simcha which will come from that, be'ezus Hashem, you'll be zayche to that which you are hoping for. And Rav Usher continues, uve'ikar avakeshcha ma'oid, more importantly, I ask of you very much, once again, not to allow the thoughts of fear and hopelessness to overcome you in your heart. It's all tactics of the Yitzhahara, to bring you down, to snatch you in his net, not to allow any yid to free himself from this enslavement, from these chains. Therefore, every single yin needs to go out to a very grave, very serious milchama against the Yitzhahara, and to overcome him. And to allow oneself to be a ben chayrin, to be truly free from the Yitzhahara. Being free doesn't mean, of course, doing what you want to do. True freedom comes from doing the Ratzon Hashem, to be able to do the Ratzon Hashem from within and from without, with a complete heart. And then you'll be truly able to be Mamlech Hashem, to crown Hashem over yourself, and through that, over the entire creation. And to be Zeicha to Hashefa, which comes from the Kedusha. And that Hashem should fulfill all of your desires. And Rav Usher continues, and a way to come to this simcha, like he had said before, emunah bitachon brings to simcha, but the goal is to achieve this simcha. How can a person come to simcha and kiyum hamitzvos? That a person should find opportunities to be involved in chesed and tzarchei harabim. When a person is involved in that and he's able to give on a larger scale, then he's zeichet to simcha, like the famous Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam says that there's no greater simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of those who are suffering, Because when he does so, he's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata, in the way, in the same way that Hashem Yisbaruch is filled with Simcha always, but Oiz Vecheba Bimkaimai, a person who emulates Hashem's ways and does for others, provides for others, is involved in Gemilas Chesed, his heart is filled with joy and happiness. Lazer B'Limudim, L'Tamidim Chalashem, one is to provide Chesed, many different forms. For example, in Limudim, to teach Tamidim who are struggling, or L'Said, Choylim Gamudim, or those who are sick. Animamin She'isik Zesha Mitzvah Na Lezu Yavi L'Cha Simcha Gadela B'Livecha. I believe with a full heart that involved in these mitzvahs will bring you to a great Simcha. And in doing so, you'll be able to have a type of a tefillah which will be panim el panim. Although every person has a chiyuv to daven, not everybody experiences that kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way. There are many mechitzas, mostly from the averas or from our midos, which says, in doing for others, those mechitzas will come down, and the type of tefillah and your experience of tefillah will be completely different. Tefillah satala lifnei bar ha'olam b'li shemasach ha'mavdal. Your tefillah will be able to ascend without any interference. And your tefillah will be readily accepted like the tefillah of Sarif Karachav Aleya. And Hashem will make close to you, will bring to you your proper zivug, your shidduch, the ha'agun. Live nice by Snem of Israel in Dairus Hashem, Mevarachim, Amen, King Hiratza. And he continues one last thing. V'avakashcha, a third request. Shuv lo hiyas shavar chas v'shalom v'olias b'yosh chas v'shalom. Not to be broken, not to be b'yosh. Why? It is very important. Yishom sheyesoy tafkilo shal adam v'olias tamin mesharitz v'evinema lifnei kaina. A person's duty in this world, his yesoy, is to always be in a state of service. Evinema lifnei kaina before Hashem, his creator. But yishom akashas gmo. Without any request, without any expectation to receive anything, O Taivas Hana Yishes, or any personal Hana, Efsharis Hashiris Vavoy the Atzma, the opportunity itself to serve and to do, Lifni Havoy before the Boy, Zohag Molimiti Vashalim, what could be a greater compensation, a sweeter, more complete one, than that itself? It's very hard to come to that Hakara because we're so busy with things which we're lacking of what we want. But the fact that there's a Boyre, and he's so great, and here we are, and we have an opportunity to serve him, from his bainin in that, that simcha, what it means to be a nivra of the Boy Olam and to have that kesher, would overwhelm all the tzaras that a person is in. But a person should have the attitude that it's not about me and it's not about what I want to get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're here to serve. We're avadim. And it comes up in this last week's parasha, Parshas Bahalaisra, where Yehoshua is praised and he's called the Mesharis Moshe. That was a lashon that he used to it, the Sheirus, the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu, B'chol Beisi Ne'eman Hu, Moshe is praised as the Eved Hashem, it is B'chol Beisi Ne'eman, he's trustworthy. These are the Shvachim of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yeshua Ben Nun, the Avdus. Zoyis Ha'avoyda Oysa Roshim Godom Oyd L'Gavoya. This makes a very big impression up above. O'memele Zepo Yeshua's B'fil HaPrad B'shvach HaKlal Kulay. And this is what brings Yeshua's for what you'll need, what others need, and for the cloud as a whole. And to strengthen yourself very much in tefillah, because sometimes it's not about anything other than the fact that Hashem desires our tefillahs. He wants to hear our voices, our sweet voices, and that's what brings the Yeshua that we're looking for. So whether it's being mechazik in emuna, mitachon, which is the shayrish, finding ways to be besimcha, the gemilas chasadim, or just understanding the avdus which we have in this world, and the schus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings the Yeshuas, although it's not about the Yeshuas. But if a person is looking for Yeshuas, these are the types of inyanim that a person can be mechazik himself in. And then a couple of eitzas at the end, which we've seen before. V'im efshe taschel lahagi kol yom yigim al-mizwai tilam al-aseder, be mechazik yourself every day to say 13 tehillim in a row, v'chein animamin, to say the animamins, and to say Kriya Shema Lamita from a sitter and not Be'al Peh. Amen. Can you hear what I'm saying?